Yeah, this is like, this is literally double last year, triple the year before. So, praise God. We're excited about this. Hey, the reason I'm using a mic is we are recording this, and we will put this on our website and for people to view it, I'm sorry, to hear it. And so afterwards, when we have any questions, please approach the microphone located in the center of the aisle so we can have all those who are listening at home or on the road here. So, all right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much just for who you are, Lord, and for what you did last year in our lives. Lord, we just think back on all the great progress you brought us through, God, spiritually. Lord, just tangibly in this church, in a ministry context, the lives that you added to your church, mind-blowing to be a part of your ministry, God, to be a part of your kingdom. Lord, I pray, God, as we dig in through that we would just celebrate everything that you have done in our lives. We rejoice, God. We are glad. And Lord, we look forward to another great year serving you, being a part of Journey Church that you started, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. I apologize if I seem standoffish tonight. I have a virus. I just went to the doctor. And it's not a flu. I tested negative for the flu, but I felt like I had one. And so he says I should be up and good in the next couple of days. So that's why I didn't want to get around anybody. So, all right. Hey, I want to let you know that we are so, so excited about what we're going to comb through here. So bear with us. It's a lot of information. Tim, if you would, just go to the next slide, my brother. Just to kind of give you a breakdown on Journey Church, who we are, what we are doing here in this community. We started here June 7, 2009, our first service, but we were established right in March when my wife and I moved back here from Ohio. And we are a registered nonprofit 501c3 organization under the IRS code. You know, most churches are not 501c3s, believe it or not. I think it was somewhere in the tune of like 35% of churches are registered by nonprofit. You can be tax exempt, but just not be registered under the national IRS tax code. But we're the non-denominational church. Some people have asked why we're non-denominational. You know, we are truly a church that belongs solely to our people. We were not planted by another organization. We literally came here in faith, and to see what God did is truly incredible. But our doctrine sits in orthodox with mainstream Christian churches today. And if you need you know, to know what our doctrine is, you can find that on our website underneath the What We Believe tab, and we call it the Journey Church Top 10, and it's our top 10 cardinal doctrinal statements that we have here at this church. As far as, if you can go to the next slide, we are governed through an executive board. For those people that want to know the infrastructure of our church, we really felt at the offset of Journey Church that we should keep the politics out of the pew. Just as an associate guy for, 11 years, I watched my pastor, struggle for, just trying to get things to take place. There were, just deacons in Scripture are not deacons in the American church today. It really becomes a breeding ground for politics. And so we decided that we don't need to create that. Not that we shouldn't have leadership in a church. We just want to go about it in the right way, people-oriented leadership inside of the church. And as far as governing, the executive administrative aspects of this church, that just takes place through the board. And this executive board is made up of people that I have either worked with or I've worked for in my time. These are people that are highly qualified, to be able to sit in that seat. These are people that hold me accountable. These are people that tell me no. I am not surrounded by a bunch of yes men. Anybody that has a bunch of yes men surrounding you, there's no good that can ever come from that organization, because you're probably just starting to inflate the head of the leader, and it just becomes a place built on pride. And that's not what we want to do either. I really thrive underneath of accountability. And Steve and Brenda Lummer, obviously the majority of us, if we've called Journey Church home for more than a year now, you understand who they are. I've had the opportunity to work with them. They pastor Discovery Church in Prescott, Arizona. They've got just a little over 30 years of full-time ministry experience. And so if we ever find ourselves like searching for, you know, a decision that we need to do, a big picture decision that we need to do here in this church, I talk to him quite frequently. You know, he says no, or pray about it, you know, he's got purpose behind the no. He says, you know, I've tried this before, we've done this before, it doesn't work. You know, he's just trying to safeguard our church. Down here at the bottom, Terry and Debbie Baum, they pastor No Limits Church in Orlando, Lake Mary, Florida, right? Actually, Orlando. It's the south suburb of Orlando. He's got about 35 years of ministry experience. He actually owned quite a few construction companies in Florida before he ended up coming into ministry. And I had the amazing privilege to work with him in Ohio. He ended up leaving around the same time I did to start No Limits Church. But he was an executive pastor for about 25 years before that. And just an incredible couple, dynamic. And we're so excited just to be able to have them a part of our church in this capacity. And then Josh and Tiffany Cossie, they pastor Faith Church in Oklahoma City. Just a phenomenal couple right there. I believe he's truly one of the gifts. I think he's going to be on the rise to be one of the most outstanding churches in Oklahoma City. It's actually one of the fastest growing churches in Oklahoma City right now. I think they're just over 2 years old, and they're really running around 400 or 500 people. It's really neat to see what God's doing through them. And he just, wise beyond his years, he's just such a blessing to this church and to myself. Shafana Henderson, she's got her degree in non-for-profit business management. And she is really over a lot of the compliance aspect to ensure that we're working in compliance with the IRS, in compliance with our constitution and bylaws, and anything that steps outside of that. She, you know, lets us know on that. But just a tremendous amount of ministry experience as well. And then this guy down here, he's probably one of our more difficult board members to work with, Randy Garner. And he is actually the only executive board member that exists out of Journey Church and outside of myself. And he brings a lot of experience just in a board member capacity. He was a board member for, I know, over 20 years over in St. Peter's, over at St. Peter's Assembly of God, back in the days when Dave Blunt, who pastored Church on the Rock, was the pastor in St. Peter's Assembly of God. And just has a lot of wealth to bring to the table in that regard. And so I really look up to all of these people. They're very just capable people that care about the ministry and the vision of this church. And so, you know, their involvement inside of it really is made mainly big picture items. So we wouldn't be able to purchase a campus without their approval. We really wouldn't be able to pursue, you know, even looking at another campus without their approval. You know, any large, you know, financial expenditures, like anything, you know, over $5,000-$10,000, you know, would go through them. And so that's really the aspect of the executive board. Like all of our staff members that we hired, you know, they were interviewed by an executive board member outside of just myself. And, you know, they really care about this church. They pray for this church, even though we don't get to see them. You know, they've been at times, but we don't get to see them as often as we would love to. But that's the executive board of this church. Let's go to the next slide. I want to just dig right into our total income for the year 2013. The amount of income that we received is just right over $414,000. And we are very excited about that. If you can, go to the next slide, Tim, and compare it into years past. This is just so you can kind of understand the growth pattern that we've experienced. Obviously, 2009, the reason the number is so low is we only existed for 6 months. But again, we were only about 60 people on average that entire year, but still God was faithful in that year. But as you can see, God has really been faithful over the years, and we don't see that trend stopping. We think it's going to be incredible. It's about an average increase of about 37% a year, somewhere between 34 and 37% financial increase a year. And so I think that's absolutely incredible. Just to give you a breakdown, though, of that top number, $414,188.42, this is the breakdown of what that is. Raw tithes and offerings, just general tithes and offerings that come in our services, makes up just over $223,000 of that. And then the building fundraiser, you know, the miracle offering that we took at the anniversary, the four-year anniversary of Journey Church, that has landed us right at about $93,000. And that money is sitting in an account. And we are so excited to even start to continue to work toward that $250,000 goal that we brought out to the church that we believe we need to do to you know, begin purchasing our property. And we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Other general fund income, right about $56,671. Youth fund, $21,328.82. And then missions and outreach, just a little over $19,044.31. Just to give you kind of an idea, you might look at that general fund income and say, man, that's a big number. A big part of that comes from our Wentzville campus, too. Makes up about $10,000 of that. It took us about $10,000 to start the Wentzville campus. And, you know, so, you know, what came in went out through that time and that period. You know, we've got children's income. Anything that comes in through children's ministries is not a, you know, a sovereign area ministry that raises their own money. They're a ministry that's solely reliant on the income that comes in from our church. So if you had like a kids camp or anything like that, that money comes in through there. Anything that comes in through men's and women's ministries, sports leagues, special events, special speakers, anything that came in like for Daniel Boshta or Michael Rowan or Steve Lummer, that type of stuff, wedding shower fees for building facility rentals, you know, returned items. Somebody bought something and took it back and returned it. You know, float trips, just different things that accounts for that income right there. And then inside of our income and missions and outreach, the only thing that we really have is just, you know, what comes in, you know, through people that have designated, you know, toward a benevolence need or, you know, has designated anything toward our orphanage. And so that's just in the context of income. Let's look over the expenses. And this is what we spent in 2013. And just to get you, kind of give you a breakdown of the expense categories, we've got 15 like major categories that I put this under. And these are the areas. Advertising, you know, children's connections, just in the context of expenses, facilities, maintenance, and rent, what we pay the cross here, which is the United Pentecostal Church that we rent from here. They have church. They meet on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights, but that's it. We really occupy the rest of the calendar here. General fund expenses, wages and taxes, you know, those are salaries. Groups, classes, which men's and women's and fusion groups and all that stuff sit underneath that. Member care, miscellaneous. The only miscellaneous expense that we had was softball, and we didn't really have a category for that. So that sits under miscellaneous. So the number that you see there, I know some people see miscellaneous and go, what does that even mean? It's complete softball. And music and media, office, outreach and missions, services, travel and use. So if we can look at the amounts inside of those, this is, and if we didn't make it small on purpose, I'll read them for you here. We really brought our advertising budget down. We used to be the billboard church, you know, and because we believe just we need to get our name out there, but we thought about utilizing, you know, that $1,000 a month that we would spend in a billboard by just, let's just put a giant one on the side of the building that sits off the side of the highway anyway, and that'll save us $12,000. Then when we stop doing our billboards, we'll see all these other churches in the community doing billboards, and I thought that was really cool. whatever way we can blaze a trail to help people get the word out of their church. Because the billboard company said no church has ever done a billboard before in that area. So I'm glad to see people doing that. But we really didn't spend much in advertising this year. You know, that would include, like I said, just flyers that we would print out, specifically advertising a Lincoln County Journal ad that we would put out there. You know, and the journal really isn't something that's utilized as much anymore. So we really kind of lean on online social media outlets to do that. Expenses in children's, right over $6,500. Connections, expenses. That includes like what we spend on the cafe to get cafe products. That is, means like t-shirts, anything that we sell, those little backpacks. Anything like that that you see sold at the info center is what we purchased up front to make that happen. Communion supplies, parking posse signs, all that type of stuff is inside of the connections expense, and that is what came out of our 2013 budget. Our facilities, as far as maintenance and our rent, totaled to be right under $55,000. Randy, the maintenance aspect of it wasn't too far off from the rent. I got it right here. I don't have that info. But, oh, yes, it was about $6,800 of maintenance. And, you know, that may seem kind of like a frustrating number, and it is in a way, but inside of our contract, and this is no slam on these buildings because Tim is our facilities guy, and so he knows he has his work cut out for him here to ensure that these facilities are ready. But you know, that second building is not in our contract. That second building, the cross said, we're not going to include that in the contract. We're not going to include that in the rent price because we know that place is a dive. And so if you want to fix it up, you fix it up. You're responsible for all the repairs. When the heating and the AC units go out, and they go out regularly, then that's your responsibility. All the utilities over there is your responsibility. And so we take care of those things. And so I would just let you know that's what that is. But our rent here really doesn't fly too much over $4,100 a month here, which isn't really bad at all to have what we have. That's a phenomenal price. I mean, if you just look at what commercial real estate is, I mean, wow. So our general fund expenses right at about $20,000. Like I said, it took about $10,000 to create the Wentzville campus. So that's half of that right there. Staff cell phones is right under $3,000. Volunteer appreciation items, Sam's Club, you know, just checks, return checks. We get return checks here at this church. People, I think, have more faith than they do reality sometimes when they write things. But that costs us. So, what does it cost? Like $30 every time somebody writes a bad check. So, it's not like we can approach that person and go, hey, you owe us $30 more, you know? So we can't do that. If a staff person takes out, a member for lunch or anything like that, that sits inside of those bank fees. That's the general fund expense that you see right there. Wages and taxes, right under $170,000. We had in 2013, six full-time staff employees. So, I mean, if you do the math there, we really do have a staff that isn't here to make a lot of money. And that's not our heart. Our heart is to obviously take care of them more. And we're going to show you what we want to be able to accomplish next year inside of that. But that's that number right there. Groups and classes, like I said, fusion groups and events and, you know, that includes like the Momentum trip. When the guys went to Momentum, it costs, you know, almost a couple $1,000s to do that. So that's that expense inside of there. I think that was the big expense in groups and classes and everything else. Just kind of, you know, curriculum, different things like that. We bought single parenting curriculum and just different types of curriculum all over the place just to make sure that our small groups and, you know, our groups and classes are taken care of. Member care. You know, if anybody, you know, our heart was, you know, just to be able to help. You know, and if anybody's in a situation, you know, flowers or cards or meals, just, you know, from aspects of the church, just to take care of people that were in, you know, situations that where they experienced loss or anything like that, that's where that goes into, again, the miscellaneous, was that was the total cost of our softball area. And then music and media, you know, for a creative church like this, that's an extremely low number. And these guys turn water into wine all the time. You know, everything, I would say everything that they do here really doesn't cost anything. I mean, we find ways to make things happen for next to nothing. But that's what we do here in the music and media area, right under 3,000. Office is a big aspect of expense. The dreaded Xerox costs a lot of money. And just getting, you know, areas of our office taken care of and supplies and all that good stuff. Our outreach and our missions, that's what came out inside of that. And again, inside of outreach, you've got our Thanksgiving outreach where we bless, you know, so many homes for shut-ins. You've got our Christmas outreach that is inside of there. You know, you've got benevolence for people that call asking for rent assistance or, you know, energy bills. So, you know, our policy here is we don't write any individual a check. You know, we tell them we'll give the money to the organization. So let us know what that is. We've been burned before. When I was an associate guy, I got burned before by that. And so anyhow, not that everybody's not genuine, but you just got to watch out. I was a youth pastor and somebody in Lake St. Louis, and I came in. I heard this lady's story. Man, she made me cry about how she needed groceries. And I took her and got her like all kinds of groceries. Spent $100 in groceries, and you know, she was just crying. We hugged and she left. And then Steve Lumber just rolls in so fast, and he goes, "What did you do with that lady?" And I was like, "Well, I bought her some groceries." I was so proud of myself. And he goes, "Get in the car." And so we got in the car, and he peels out, and we end up getting behind her. And she pulls into this amazing house in Lake St. Louis. He goes, "That's where she lives. This is a lady who scams so many churches all the time." And I'm like, "Wow, well, I feel like an idiot." So anyway, we really got a criteria here. Not that we don't give to people that don't belong to this church, but, you know, we want to take care of our own first. You know, that there are members here that are struggling. We do want to be able to help when we can. And so that's what we do want to offer. And we consider that a great outreach here in this church. And then services like sermon illustrations, anything that takes place in the context of what we do. It costs money to make Mr. Potato Head and, you know, to create an 8-foot operation board and all that good stuff. And then travel, like we said, we take our group to Phoenix, or Jamie took, you know, a group of ladies to a children's conference. You know, just different things to be able to pour in and invest in the staff in a travel capacity. And then the youth, primary aspect of youth. And that number was their missions trip that they did. That mission trip was quite costly. And so that's where that big number sits inside of. So if you could go to the next expense, I want to talk about this next year, and then we'll open the floor for questions and then hit back any of these areas if you got any questions on it. But, you know, this is just kind of what I'm personally praying for. You know, as I've kind of looked ahead at what we want to be able to accomplish and what I believe we need to accomplish this year here at Journey Church. We look at this number and it's just like, wow, that's a lot of money right there. But I look at our God and he's bigger than that number. And even in the context of, you know, where we've come from, just in the how we've financially grown between 34 and 37% every year, this number actually would just be right over 40% more growth this year. But I don't really, you know, I think if we stay in this trend and just see people continue to give more, you know, and people start to allow their hearts to, you know, be bent and lean toward biblical giving, which is, you know, command of Scripture to be able to give biblically, you know, through our tithes, and which is a tenth, mahasar, the Hebrew word for tithe means tenth, breaking off a tenth of your income and designating it, you know, to the local church as a command of Scripture that Jesus even, you know, endorses and commands that we continue inside of. And so, you know, we believe that that number, in combination with other general fund income and, you know, youth and children's income and all the, you know, like through camps, children's income through camps and stuff, and just other areas of income that we believe, you know, we do here in this church every year, that is where we're wanting to go, about that 425 number. And then on top of that, what we need to hit that 250,000 mark, and this is on top of just our regular giving and our regular income, which we're going to really pray and look at a creative strategy on how God wants us to communicate to the church, raising the remainder of that $250,000. But that's the number that we would need to begin scratching the surface of what God wants us to do here in the building fund, and you know, getting our Dream Center campus going. And so if you would just kind of look underneath this as well, this 425 number, it's a really light increase compared to what we want to do. You know, it's our heart to bring Danny Brooks on staff over at our Wentzville campus. Our Wentzville campus income is, you know, really doing well. You know, it's a great church over there, an already established group of people that believe in giving. And so the Wentzville campus giving, it just blows us away every time, just how faithful they are. And so we want to be able to add him on, and then, you know, see him be able to operate that campus in a full-time capacity as the campus pastor. And we're really believing that to happen this year. And staff benefits, absolutely no staff person at Journey Church receives any benefits. And I think that's a travesty, but, you know, we're not able to do that right now with our finances that come in. And so we're believing that that happens this year. You know, it breaks my heart to hear that, you know, Corey, you know, has this issue going on with him. He can't go to the hospital. Or Amy, she's allergic to everything under heaven, and she can't go to the hospital or doctor. So we just, you know, we're believing this year that that happens, you know, and we're really going to push on that. Facilities, just where God wants us to go. I'm going to talk about that here in just a little bit. We believe our advertisement, we're going to have some creative aspects to advertise our church in combination with the facilities. And then local community outreach. We started something at the beginning part of this church's, you know, time in 2009 and in 2010, where we did block party outreaches out at Pin Oak Apartments. And we feel like God's telling us that we were never supposed to stop doing that. Not that we took our eyes off the ball, per se, but this church in itself is an outreach. Most churches don't contain the caliber of people that we have here. We did a poll a few years ago, and 70% of people that call Journey Church home have either never been to church in their life, or they used to go back when they were a little kid and their family stopped going. That's a lot of non-established people, and that's a lot of, you know, it's an outreach inside of our Sunday morning services. And so we got so blitzed with so many people that we didn't take our eyes off of the community. It was just like the community's making their way on in here, and we really need to focus on that. And so we just feel like that we need to continue that now this year. And so we want to start doing in April, May, June, July, August, and September. We want to do 6 block parties once a month at Pin Oak, and we're going to task Wentzville campus with doing 6 block parties. We're trying to gauge Hidden Valley out there to start doing that and wrap their arms around that community. And just Saturday morning outreaches where we're not going there shoving the gospel down somebody's throat through message form, but we are totally invading them with the gospel through just relationships, connection, just hanging out with people, celebrating their community. And so that's really what we want to be able to do. Also, we're believing God to, you know, start, we want to begin to purchase, you know, a couple of vans as well, to go pick people up and bring them here, you know, people that otherwise wouldn't be able to come. And so we want to be able to provide that opportunity as well. And so, you know, that's really the summarized version of what we want to be able to see this year. I didn't think I had any more, did I? Was that the last one? So, you know, having said that, what we need here, just on the average here, you know, is for people, and this is our prayer, for people to just see that this is not, you know, one person's church or just the select few. This is literally our church. I think what we end up doing so well is we're able to turn water into wine, in a creativity context, that people think we have a lot of money. You know, what they don't see is, you know, our children's ministry is also a dumpster diving ministry. And I don't say that to even be comical. Jamie's literally found herself in dumpsters just getting things out that she can use for children's sets. You know, what we're able to accomplish here, you know, this pulpit if you bought this pulpit, it's $1,200, but we made it ourselves, you know, for $80. You know, just what we're able to do, these lights don't cost anything. You know, it's just we want to do excellence with the little bit that we have. And I think, you know, we do so well. I mean, people have said, man, that church has money. I heard that, and I was so beside myself. I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? We can't even give our staff benefits. You know, we don't have that much money. You know, a church that runs what we run, 650 people, and we're not complaining by any means. We're very content and very happy with what God has done. I meant that prayer when I prayed in the beginning. I mean, he's so faithful throughout it. You know, a church our size averages the average in America income-wise in a year is between $1.1 and $1.4 million a year, a church our size. And, you know, being a church plant, and I know our target audience that we really try and reach, you know, we really pride ourselves on reaching the people that nobody wants, you know. And somebody had said one time, like, you reach the people that nobody wants, you're also going to get the offerings that nobody wants. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that, but God will supply. As you've seen since 2009, just he is making that growth, and we do see the pattern of growth to him, and we don't believe that's going to stop because we're honoring who he wants us to honor. I don't believe that churches can focus on, you know, wrapping their arms around 13 kids that would be homeless in Burundi, and God doesn't take care of that church. You know, to take care of the outreach aspects that we do here in this community with what we do at Christmas, what we do at Thanksgiving, what we do in a benevolence context, you know, and we're believing also to stand with Beauty for Ashes in our prison ministries this year, you know, that God doesn't take care of his church, and he will, but he uses the people to accomplish that. So that's really what we're going to try and do in a creative way this year. So pray with us if you would in that, okay? So with that being said, that really kind of summarizes, you know, what we wanted to comb through. Does anybody have any questions? And if I can't answer it, we're going to have our CFO answer those questions for you. Because I personally, I don't count money. I don't see the money that comes in, everything that I have. You know, I studied to get to this. You know, Randy gives me a report at the end of every month. I've tried to disconnect myself from making the financial decisions because that's what he does. So any staff person that needs, you know, Tim needed something for music the other week, and so he asked Randy, you know, Randy approves all those types of things, and so you know, I just think it's best that, you know, I stay away from that, and I continue my focus on another area because we've got competent people that are called to that area that do a great job and have a great heart for our church in that context. Anybody have any questions? Step up to the microphone, please.
Looked into what it's going to cost for staff benefits?
We have, it's right at about $45,000 for the year for staff packages for everybody. We've looked at going individual and then being able just to compensate them as well, which drops it to like 38, but it's still a number beyond what we would be able to accomplish right now that we want to work target this year.
And yeah. Like, you have a budget worked out for this year, so you're going to try to find a way to put that in there.
Yes. For sure. Yeah. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Yeah. Awesome. Anybody else have any questions? I want to address our location. Our contract expires the end of May. With this church, the Cross. Pastor Jim and Robbie Crawford, pastor of the Cross, you know, they run about 20, 25 people, and they cannot take care of the mortgage on their own, the church can't, which is why it was really such a godsend, because we were outgrowing bond pools. In the context of children's ministry, we, you know, we definitely had enough seats there, but in the context of children's ministry, we didn't have a regular youth area, we were outgrowing bond pools. So this came at that time. We put a 3.5-year contract down, and we started in October. We'll end in May. October of 2010, we end in this May. And we we are, you know, we have first right to buy, but we personally don't agree with the asking price. You know, he is, you know, the church is right now discussing between like 1.2 and 1.3 for this. It's actually 8.5 acres, which goes, if you look back, you got the tree line, and then you got kind of another field back there. It goes all the way back there with these two buildings. You know, we've looked at what property's going for, and it just doesn't seem to be anywhere in that ballpark. Right next to Quick Stop, there's 7 acres for sale that's been for sale for quite a long time for $1 million. And I talked to the guy, you know, a year and a half ago, and I said, you know, what would you be willing to do? And he goes, man, he goes, I haven't had a phone call in a long time. And this church, actually, before we came here, they had it up for sale, this church, the Cross. At that time, they were Abundant Life Church. They had it for sale for $1,999,999 for a year. And the real estate agent said not one person came through even interested. So, you know, we feel like that, again, and I'm not saying that perceptions are off here, but I think, you know, they want to make the best of what they can. And, you know, I think perceptions are we have money, and, you know, we don't. So, you know, we're like, we can't even come anywhere close to that. You know, we've really outgrown this facility, but we're in a pickle. You know, there's really nothing available in this area right now that we see, not to say that something would come available, but nothing in the area right now that we would want to be able to purchase, you know, that we would even have the ability to purchase, you know, because we also do need to work toward creating a reputable down payment for a bank to even want to work with us to begin to purchase that $96,000 in an account if we want to purchase some property for $800,000 and cut it, you know, without asking every member in the church to put their name on the line as well, and watch how light that a service would be on that day. So, you know, it's just, it's where we're at. So what we are going to do is we are going to be sitting down with the Cross and their leadership here in the coming weeks. He and I have already kind of been dialoguing a little bit, and we're going to ask to continue renting on like a 90-day, you know, lease every 90 days, because they're going to put it up for sale, obviously, since we can't agree on an asking price. And we just are probably going to, either while we're here, we're going to be looking, you know, as we already are, for places that we feel like in prayer God wants us to go to. Or, you know, when that price continues to drop, because we are very confident that it's not going to sell for that. There was a property that had the same square footage on 5 acres that is down off of Quick Stop. What's the name of that street? Tropicana. You go down Tropicana, and there's an office building in front of a big warehouse. It's not too far off from the square footage that we have here. And they were for sale for like $450. So, which that was 2 years ago. We didn't even have $450 in the bank to be able to purchase it. But I'm thinking, if that's what that's going for, the Tri-County Sports Arena was going for around $600,000. You know, the dealership that North Road rents from Righteous Rides, that was like around $750,000. Man, we wanted that. And I called the Chrysler people a couple years ago saying, you know, how about you just donate that to us, and we'll give you a great tax write-off? And he laughed at me. But anyway, I was like, well, I'll call you again. And another church got in there, and I'm happy for them. But they rent it just like we do here. So I'm just looking at what the sale price is for areas, for property in that area. And the North Road campus, that's a, you know, they utilize, I think it's like 10,000 square feet, and the facilities is 20. Because Righteous Rides actually utilizes the other 10,000 square foot of that facility. But, you know, that's more square footage than we have on paved 6 acres. And so there's a lot of developmental issues here. It's, you know, nothing, it's no, not tied in the water or anything. These buildings are in need of a lot of prayer, and or this is just be parking lot one day. So that's where we're at, and that's why we can't ever justify that much money here. We don't believe like that would be being a good steward, even if we had the ability to purchase it at that price. So we'll either wait for it to continue to drop into our ballpark figure, or God will provide a place somewhere else. And know that when we find those places, like, we will communicate this to, you know, our leadership teams first and ask them to pray for it. Then we'll start to communicate those options out to the church as soon as we possibly can, because, again, this is not just our church. This is all of our churches. This is all of our church. And so we're really excited about that. But that's where we're at on the lease. You know, so I'm not stressed. I'm not worried. You know, most people probably would be in this situation. I have a peace about it. I know he's just going to take care of us. He has already. And so we're excited about it. Amen. Anybody have any other questions on that? No, he says no. She asked how much we want to spend for this particular property at our location. We've looked at a fair market value, and this is without an inspector coming through and without having an assessor come in. But we've looked between $650,000 and like $675,000, like for this many acres with this much square foot. Like that would be a fair price for this area, because I don't think we see, and it's kind of weird to communicate to everybody, there's some problems here in these buildings. And, you know, it's bad. And not that we're praying that the floors don't cave in or anything like that, because that part's all great. But just electrical problems and plumbing problems and just foundational issues that we don't see here in this church that would bring us to be around that number. Anybody else? All right. Wow. Oh, one more question.
Similar to what you the update you gave on the property.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk about the Dream Center.
Right.
And I know a lot of momentum toward that. But we haven't heard a whole lot lately.
Just, right.
Maybe not necessarily financially, but where are we at with that vision-wise.
Right.
What developments are there.
Right. What we need to be able to operate the beginning aspect of the Dream Center, which we had communicated when we took the miracle offering up of $250,000 being the goal, that 20% of that would be designated completely toward the Dream Center that we feel like is a great purpose for why we're here as a church. And so right now, what is the current amount, Randy, that you know of? I guess it would be right around $18,000, $19,000 that sits right now in a Dream Center. You know, what we could do is, you know, purchase, you know, like a double wide somewhere. But, you know, there's a lot of community things that we would have to clear up. I don't know. There's a lot of people inside of the community that would be happy with a bunch of, you know, addicts coming in to live right next door to them in the neighborhood. So, you know, we're really trying to pray on that location. Where that is, I personally feel like it will be with our campus, it will be a place of residence that we will be able to have them live here on our campus and be able to help work in a great capacity. But we're seeking, it's like the same as we are with property and land for our building. It's all going hand in hand. And, you know, we really believe too that wherever we do go, if it's here, you know, that Dream Center is like priority right at that moment. So like if we were not able to purchase, if we did purchase this price for $650 per se, whatever we would end up having in our account for the Dream Center, which would be about $50,000, we would actually build a facility on this campus that would be solely just for the Dream Center to be able to operate. And we're trying to create a strategy right now with the Dream Center, because we're creating as a separate 501c3. Outside of Journey Church, La Providence Orphanage is a separate 501c3. We would, you know, we're trying to pursue grant opportunities that are available and that, getting business communities to stand with it once we get all of our strategy together and our you know, the 501c3 created. So that is our plans for the Dream Center. And, yeah, we're going to definitely communicate that to the church. I appreciate that question, Steve. Anybody else? speak now or wait till next year to answer it? Yeah. All right. Well, can we have Randy Garner, if you would, brother, just come up and close us in prayer. And let's just ask God to just be here with us for the remainder of the year. My phone's right there, sir. And
dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your faithfulness. God, we witness that, and we are just amazed at how you provide, what you do. We just look to you, and we know that it's nothing that we do in and of ourselves, but it all comes from you. And we thank you, God, for leading and guiding and for giving the vision to Jesse and through him to the church and to the body. God, that you will help us and through us fulfill that vision. And we just trust and believe in you that it's in your hands, that we don't need to stress, we don't need to worry, that in your timing and in your will, as you will, it will be accomplished. And we'll give you the praise for it. We lift you up. It's nothing that we accomplish of ourselves, but we know it's through you. We give you the praise and the glory for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Us from the fall, mighty is the power.